Everybody, it's Tatiana. I figured I'd bring you in since we've been a little bootleg and a little jank today. Don't have a little remote contraption thing.
Yeah, I broke that shit last week.
So I had to ring in because you
Yeah.
was over there standing up.
So thank y'all for tuning in once again. And it's Michael with.
Tati, I already said my
I
name.
know. I just have to
No,
always do that.
Tatiana.
Baby, thank y'all for tuning in to the Watch for the Hook Business Entrepreneur Podcast. Brought to you weekly on all major platforms. You can find us on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, RSS, and YouTube.
Oh my God.
So, Miss Paragon, how you feeling today?
It's been a day. It's literally been a day.
Child, she been
Literally
cussing.
been.
She been cussing.
What? No. I don't use profanity. Sometimes my language
She
gets colorful.
real colorful language.
Never profane.
It gets colorful as a Crayola box with 64 in. See, that's old school. I don't even know if they make them like that no more.
We got like 108 or 124 now or
Half
something.
these some bitches don't even know what brown is. Let me stop. Let me stop. Let me just stop. Let me stop. Let me stop.
You sound like you had a day. I know I have. Let me go sip this. I'm good.
Gotcha, I got you. So today we're gonna talk about passive. Josh, yo, we're choking. Lord of mercy.
That's just like how my day has been. Like, it's crazy. Anyway, I'm ready.
So we're gonna talk about forms of passive income.
Okay.
Okay, so now before we jump into the river of what are passive incomes are ways, avenues, or streams of making money supposedly with minimal effort.
Okay.
So now this is the thing about passive income. Unless you already have a built-in large audience, it ain't gonna be passive, folks. Oh, I'm
Okay.
sorry. Damn.
I can't do nothing but laugh.
Damn, I'm sorry. I said it for the person in the back.
I can't do nothing but laugh.
But most of these forms of passive income, unless you already have a large following on social media or you got some large following in whatever endeavors you are in,
Right.
it's going to take a little bit more work than just calling it passive. We're going to give you some forms of what can be considered passive income.
Well, I mean, let me just say this.
Facts.
It can be passive, right? 50 cent, 75 cent, $5, $10.
Oh, so you ain't determined what income mean yet.
Hold on,
Oh, you just said
listen.
anything is income. Anything is everything. Better is better than that. Then nothing at all. My bad, Devin. I'm sorry. I tried my best, Devin.
But listen, yeah, I love this song too. But listen, okay, so listen. Okay, are we looking at passive income, like with a certain value threshold? Or are we looking at passive income to the fact that you're relying on it to live? It now substitutes, right? What are we doing?
So.
Because I'm all over the place today. It's been crazy. Now
So,
that
to
song stuck in my
me,
head.
most people's envision of passive income is something that you can replace your working income
Right.
with or
You're 9 to 5.
supplements
Okay.
you being able to use the money
Yeah.
generated from this stream of passive income who help you in life.
So that's your extra.
Extra.
That's the extra. That's the trip money.
Okay. So we got two versions. All right, now check this out. Now let's go to the third version.
Going with the shits,
Now this is the third version, and this is the version I think that 90% of most business owners get is making enough to survive.
Yeah.
The business, not
Yeah.
you,
Yeah. Yeah.
the business.
Absolutely.
So, like I said, we're going to talk about forms of passive income. So I'm going to talk about one that's been around for maybe about 100 so years after this got regulated, the stock market.
Oh, I was thinking something else.
Hold on. See, I'm going to start light. Then we're going to go deep. You know,
Oh.
see, I'm starting light because, see, everybody, not everybody, let me rephrase that. Black folks have only been in corporate America about 50 years, 50, 60 years. We are relatively new to the stock market.
Yeah, game. Absolutely.
So, giving you the book, I'm telling y'all the truth. Stock market is long term.
It is. It's not fast. It's not a get rich quick scheme.
In 10 plus years,
yeah,
10 plus years going forward, that means when you put this money in, most of the time, and like I said, I'm not a stockbroker. I'm not even trying to advertise myself as being a stockbroker. I'm telling you from what we've done. So people who have 9-to-5s and your 401ks and all this and that, when you cash them out under 10 years, you get a what? Penalty.
Yeah, I was going to say, wait, there's the penalty.
Exactly. So guess what? They've already regulated saying, if you put money in and it don't sit for 10 years, yeah, you take it out, we're taking some of your money.
On top of Fed and state taxes.
So it is a form of passive income. It means it's going to take its fucking time. That's passive. You know what it means? It's going to matriculate
right.
slowly.
Right.
Now, some people have hit the Ponzi schemes through the stock market. We, you, us, most of us aren't going to be those people. You know why? It's regulated.
Right.
Those people who are now hitting those get rich quick schemes through the stock market, most of those end up in prison.
Right.
I'm just telling
you. It's called white collar crime.
Yes. Next week on the Watch with the Hook Business Entrepreneur podcast, your ass getting sentenced for white crimes.
Yeah.
With white collar crimes. What's about that level? So that's one form.
Not market. Nearly as bad as blue collar. No, let me stop. Let me stop.
I'll tell you, we can go all day about that one. But let's be honest, the stock market will take time. That is for the quote unquote long haul.
Right.
You are not going to invest in something in 2025. And cash out normally on the stock market in 2026. It doesn't work like that.
Right.
And if you cashed out, that means something bad happened.
Yeah.
So.
Or somebody gave you some inside information.
Ask Martha Stewart.
You need to stop. I'm just with my.
But she only did. She only did what her compadres was doing anyway. They just snitched on her.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So you talked about. We talked about investing. One thing is another one. Real estate.
Yeah.
Real estate is a way to create passive income.
But.
Take it away, Ms. Park.
But. You gotta.
I'm gonna pack my elbow up if you see me on the screen.
Whatever. Hell, you gotta have an income to be able to get in the game.
Oh, that's called skin in the game?
Yeah, like you gotta gotta have the income to be able to get in the game to get any skin.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You can't come to the table with nothing. Like you just can't wishfully think, you know, you're gonna purchase a property or anything. Like you have to already have had some income or some type of assets that the bank thought was valuable enough to even deal with your head to myself out.
I got you. I'm rolling. I'm going to pick up what you're putting down.
Right.
So what Ms. Parker's talking about with real estate, you have to bring something to the table.
Mm-hmm.
To play the game, and this is what we talk about. You got to pay to play.
Mm-hmm.
To play in the real estate game, you have to, one, have access to capital already.
Already. Owned, already.
Or already own property.
Yes.
That you are willing to put up as
collateral.
That is you call
mm-hmm,
it
mm-hmm. Slapping them liens on them properties
to put up as collateral
mm-hmm.
for them to take a chance, because this is the thing. Risk. You are risking mm-hmm. some financial lender's money
and your butt
and your time too up front with real estate.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have those things, and then after you get the property, acquire the property, put the property up for rent or resale or however you do it, then you recoup your funds. That is how you then get the income.
The passive part, yeah.
It's passive, but...
Right. After the bill, what's left after the bills are paid.
And people say, this passive term, I'm telling you, it's still a little rough because it says, we're putting much effort into it. I'm gonna tell y'all, me and Ms. Parker in the real estate game, ain't shit passive about it.
Nothing.
Listen,
headaches pass.
Have you ever talked to a realtor or a real estate broker? They putting in work.
Future.
That's they 9 to 5.
Yep.
That's they all in all.
You dealing with some janky ass contractor
that
just be lying through their teeth.
about it.
About timelines, productivity, and completion of tasks.
And then all they can give you is excuses because somebody done stopped them from completing their task.
They give you excuses because that's what they good at. I'm done.
That part. All right, so we don't we invested in the stock market. We don't with real estate. All right, so now you can also go to something that's kind of close to the niche we're in, making crafts. You know, like the people that have make the crafty stuff. You know, if you need a special gift or things like that. I don't like to get plugged to websites.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
I ain't paying us for it.
I totally caught myself.
But, you know, if you are a Etsy person, you know, those
with a niche audience.
With a niche audience that you've already built up. See, this is the thing. You gotta have some coming in. You just can't, you know, do like we talk about, just jump off that cliff. Or build a plane as you go, because child,
I'm so tired of flying planes that are like
on the plane, bro.
Hotel, you know,
and no wind to hold you up. So
seats with no seat belts or seat belts and no seat.
You got seat belts, no waiters.
That's true.
So when you're an artsy person and you're good at crafts and doing these type of things, then you can promote your artsy craft work to get people to purchase
your creative side.
But see, I'm gonna leave the creative thing for another thing.
Because
see, creatives come in different genres.
Packaged all sorts of different ways.
Yeah, so we're gonna go that route. So then you can build or get passive income from selling your crafts. But like we said, somebody gotta know who you are, where to find you, how to get to you.
Somebody gotta know you exist.
Child, that's step number one.
Folk, I exist.
Folk gotta know you even around. What you doing over there? Oh, you make stuff?
They gotta know you exist.
Stuff you making.
Stuff.
When you start making this stuff, how much your stuff costs? Wait a minute, did you really make it?
Is it real stuff?
Is it stuff or just stuff? See, the one I'm saying, see, these are the type of questions you're going to get when you jump off in this realm. And that's why we talk about you have to already have something built in to you.
Yeah.
Because if your audience is already built in, one thing we learned back in 2022 going through our lean canvas is that you're trying to solve a problem.
Yeah, that should be the initial intent, is that you're trying to solve a problem. And they say that gives you purpose.
Do some people understand your purpose?
Well, that should be answering, what is your why?
Exactly. So if you're a crafty person, artsy craftsy, you should already have that built into what you're doing. All right, we move on from arts and crafts. And Ms. Parker was just talking about the creative side, creator side. You can also be, and this falls into millions and millions now, people, being a content creator, monetizing
your
creation. All right, now, me and Ms. Parker, inside of owning an apparel business, owning real estate, we also are content creators.
Right, absolutely.
Because this podcast is what?
Content. It is.
You can monetize your content as a way of passive income.
Right.
Somebody got to know you're doing.
Yeah, that's true. That you exist. I exist.
And even on top of that, when then you go to these social media platforms, there are guidelines and regulations that they have set forth on how you can monetize, which is a way to make passive income off their websites.
Right.
You got to surpass certain thresholds.
Right.
Certain ones are pretty hard to get to.
Yeah, some of the numbers are astronomical, right?
Like going to the moon,
I
astronomical.
mean, like really big numbers. Like,
10 million
yeah,
views.
lots of zeros, couple of commas.
3,000 hours watched in 30 days. You know, it's certain number of downloads,
yeah,
subscribers,
it's some type of
likes.
Metric, right?
Yeah, everything is tied to a number. Yeah, that's what we talked about in the last episode. Math is the only thing that has no opinion. It is what it is.
Yeah, what it is.
They put that math out there, your ass better get to it.
That's it.
If you don't meet that math,
yeah,
your math ain't math.
I was just going to say that math is the metric or the quota. So, I mean, that is what it is. I live by math. I do it all day long. I do it in the science realm, so it has a dress on it.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes them numbers up on that dress ain't pretty either. You be like, what the hell? Keep that dress down. Hell no. Nobody wants to see that shit.
Don't lift that up.
Hell no. Turn that shit the other way.
You need to stop. What's some other ways?
Right.
You know what? Hold on. No. I think what I really want, it's lots of ways. I want to talk about, like, the opinion on, like, what's the thought or what's the magic number of passive income streams that they say, I'm air quoting over here.
Who is they?
They, them, those.
Them people?
Whoever. They say, like, the industry standard, the number of passive incomes you have to have to be, like, financially fit or have some type of, you know, level of prominence, right?
So basically you all your streams of income mean you're working for yourself.
I guess so, yeah.
Something like that, guys.
Yeah.
You ain't dependent on 9 to 5.
Right.
Okay. What number you got?
I mean, I heard 10.
Damn.
No, that's a lot.
It went up from 7?
Yes, and that's what I was going to say. Normally, I've always heard 7.
Damn, that ice dropped loud.
It didn't. It?
Damn, the refrigerator worked good.
7, 10. I mean, is that a lot? Is there a happy medium?
I mean, but this is the thing.
The difference between 7 and 10 is 3, which divided by 2 is 1.5. If you round up, it's 9. 1.5 rounded up to 2 plus 7 equals 9. That's math.
Yeah, but then you just confuse me.
What I do?
Math.
Oh,
you know, math is confusing the hell of most folks.
Listen.
But you said that they said, you said that they said the average is now 10 streams of income. Okay, so, all right, Ms. Parker, take it like this. Me and you, we are content creators, podcasters, businessmen and women, and all this jazz.
Right.
Could you imagine doing 5 different streams of income, but you got to do it 10 different ways.
So this is the thing about that. If it's taking 10 different ways to really, like, solidify 5, that's a lot of time.
Exactly.
But it better be not enough. It better be so much that I am not working a 9 to 5. B, it better be enough to supplement my 9 to 5 check, right?
Yeah.
C, it better be in abundance or in excess of the 9 to 5 supplement where now I get my extra money, right?
Yeah.
Because I need to be able to pay all my bills, save, right? This is all D. Pay all my bills, save. And have me some throwaway money. I like that trip money. Okay.
See, I can't call that trip money throwaway money. But we have a damn good time. I ain't threw nothing away. I had a ball. What I tell you?
Allocated money.
Thank you. Yeah. Give me some
allocated
money.
Trip money.
Allocated trip money. Because, child, I ain't threw nothing away.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, what I always tell you, what's your comfort worth?
Yeah, you're right.
Comfort is expensive. It is not cheap.
I like being comfortable.
Being comfortable,
yeah.
It's not cheap.
But I mean, if I'm gonna do 10 to come up with 5, it need to take care of 1, 2, and 3 bill savings and trip money.
And then, you know, some you also leaving, we also maybe leaving out one of the greatest things ever.
What?
Yeah, that back end money. That back end is the back end of your life. See, people call it retirement money.
Oh, let's just say save.
Yeah. And I know you said save, but a lot of people may just equate that to just saving.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you saying save, you're saying putting back for the rainy days, for the long haul. When it,
oh, no. Yeah. It needs to be rainy day-ish, but it also needs to be so forward.
Yes.
That it equates to retirement.
Yes.
Ain't nobody finna be watching you create no content, you know, at certain stages in your life. And I didn't. Well, hold on now. I don't want to see that. But I'm just saying there may come crossroads where you're not able to, or it's time to stop. Or maybe you don't want to transition into that next realm. You used to go from twerking to baking, you know, making tea or something. I don't want to make tea, but ain't nobody paying to watch you twerk no more.
But you know, some grandpa sugar dad is out there.
And that's cool
too. You know,
that's cool too. But they too may come to the crossroads, you know, where
grandpa say he got plenty of money. You know, he got plenty of money. He said, girl, I got that sugar.
Saturday morning fish fry, grandpa. I love
it. Yeah. And he got his boots on.
Like my boots on him. With a fan in it.
Like, I'm so sick of that damn song. Everybody, mama know I am.
Michael, it's time for us to conclude. We've done entirely too much this episode, but I had lots on my mind and I was with the shits. And I know we didn't get to like necessarily identify all seven, but I think at this point you get the gist.
Yeah. And I mean, there are other things like creating a blog, creating a website, polls, apps and
things
all
like that.
Creating apps and things like that. All those things are fine and good. Also remember, you gotta get somebody there.
Yeah.
To make a dime.
I gotta know. I exist.
Like Tupac said, I'm trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. It's hard to pay the rent. It's hard to be legit.
Oh my God.
Hey.
We're concluding.
All those equal the same thing. You're trying to make money.
That's right. Now, as we end this on the note of multiple streams, multiple dollars, we know you got to get on up. Go and get on up. Go put that camera off because you didn't tow your remote.
All right. Hey, we'll catch y'all next time.